before we move to our next speaker, I'd like to ask you, the audience, a poll question. And the question is quite simply, which statement reflects most closely your understanding of the term greenwashing? Firstly, you can say, I have heard the term, but not sure what it means. Secondly, greenwashing involves making an unsubstantiated claim about being environmentally friendly. Or the third is greenwashing is something that only affects big companies. So please have a look at those and click through on whichever is the most relevant for you. But before we come to the results, and it takes a little bit of time, I want to give you some time just to have a think and respond. And before we come to those results, I should say that the next panelist will shed some more light on what greenwashing is, which is a crucial thing. I think there's still a great deal of ignorance and just a lack of understanding about what exactly greenwashing comprises. So we're joined now by Yoshi Demoto, who's a sustainability consultant and advisor at GLIN Impact Capital, an ESG impact fund based in Japan. He's passionate about helping corporates find innovative solutions in sustainability and ESG related domains. And hopefully he can share some of those thoughts with us today. But before we do so, I'd like to see if we can get our polling questions up on the screen. If you look at that, it's quite staggering. It's many people aren't familiar with the term greenwashing. Many people aren't, lack of basic understanding really or familiarity with the term. And how deep this goes is still really open to question as well, even among people who do think they understand the term. And I think that goes to education and training, something will come on later on. But Yoshi, I mean, you're looking at those results that are pretty interesting numbers. And I guess just if you can start off with a simple explanation of what greenwashing is and what firms, both large and small, must do to avoid getting embroiled with it.
Sure. Thank you so much for that kind introduction, Dan. So hello again. My name is Yoshi. I'm a One Young World Ambassador. So I've been to the Hague Summit, the Munich Summit, and also the Manchester Summit. So hello to all the One Young World Ambassadors who are listening today. And as Dan shared, I'm a ESG sustainability consultant working at GLIN Impact Capital, a real impact ESG investment fund with a value up team that provides sustainability consulting services to corporates in Japan and also around the world. So very, very honored to be here on this panel with these very esteemed guests and happy to share my two cents on this very important topic of greenwashing from my perspective here in Tokyo, Japan. So to answer the question on what is greenwashing, the simple definition that I like to use is that greenwashing is when a company spends more money on its marketing efforts of acting green rather than being green through its business practices. So I kind of want to also share a little bit of the backdrop or the story behind where this term comes from. So it actually all started from a hotel in Fiji. So I'm sure that many of you have stayed in hotels where the hotel has this note encouraging you to save the environment by hanging your towel on the rack, right? So back in 1980, the environmentalist Jay Westerfield found a similar sign at a hotel that he was staying in Fiji. And it said, pick up this towel and keep it on the rack to save the environment. And ironically, this hotel that he was staying in was going through an expansion where the island's, coral reefs and its ecosystem were being negatively affected. So Westerfield wrote an essay for a magazine using the term greenwashing to describe what he had just seen and experienced, and the rest is history. So what firms, like large and small, must do to avoid getting embroiled in this? So ironically, right, to avoid getting into trouble with this is not to sort of hide away from it by trying to conceal your company's information, but actually the first step is to become transparent with information. So it's really important for companies to be completely transparent about their environmental impact and disclose relevant information about their sustainability efforts. So, for example, this could be about their scope 1, scope 2, scope 3 carbon emissions. It could be about the percentage of women in management positions. It can also be about the percentage of energy that's used for renewable sources, right? And this information should really be accessible to the public through the company's website. It can be accessible through the form of an annual report or even a sustainability report. These sources are extremely helpful for consultants like us to make an accurate analysis to the level at which your company is at. The next step that I would like to share is to verify and to certify. So to engage with third-party organizations to verify and certify your sustainability efforts. So an example would be, let's just say B Corp, right? They're a great organization that is slowly but surely building its reputation worldwide and in many parts of the world. The third is to engage with stakeholders like NGOs and MPOs and other potential partners that can provide critical advice and input on your product lines and business practices. So there's a lot of coverage. I'm sure you've read a lot of negative coverage in the news or these stories that are put out by investigative research done by such organizations. So it's kind of important for companies to turn them into your partners rather than just have them as your critics. And last but not least, it's to integrate. So to integrate sustainability into your business functions. So for us, sustainability consultants, it's very, very easy to spot companies that are greenwashing, and it can be done through the organization's org chart. Because greenwashing companies like to sort of place their sustainability teams under the marketing division, or sometimes they're just like a little CSR team that doesn't have much influence or impact on the overall organization. So if a company is trying to take its sustainability issues seriously, it must be tied directly into its business lines and must be part of the company's mission, vision, and its long-term strategy.
Really interesting. Yoshi, thank you so much for that. Really interesting. Really clear to me that companies who are taking it seriously, it's not just lip service. They have to get through the ranks from right at the top, from the board, right down to the rank and file, employees and through the divisions. Otherwise, there's no point. And it comes to accountability, doesn't it, as well? You have to show this in the numbers, and the numbers are there, and people like you are going to be able to pick this out if they don't get it right. And that's going to be a problem going forward. Not just for the company, to be honest, but also people will stop trusting the companies, and they don't trust the companies, then all sorts of things bad happen, because the good ones don't get trusted either.